They were taken into a much grander chamber. The walls were hung with rich embroidery and tapestry, the floors covered with layers of rugs and carpets so thick they were soft to walk on. The place was crowded. Courtiers milled and beefy-looking soldiers stood around the walls, laden with weapons, glaring at the cosmonauts and everybody else, even each other. In one corner of the yurt, an orchestra played softly, a harmony of lutes. All the instrumentalists were beautiful, all very young girls. And yet, for all its opulence, this was still just a yurt, Kolya thought, and the prevailing stink of greasy flesh and stale milk was just as bad as in Skakate's humble home. "Barbarians," he muttered. They didn't know what towns and farms were for, save for sources of booty. They plundered a world, but they still live like goat herds, their tents piled with treasures. And in our time, their descendants will be the last nomads of all, still trapped by their barbaric roots.